When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, at Hacking Your Leadership, and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you use. On this episode, I want to talk about how we waste time.
I like that. Sometimes I enjoy wasting time, but then I feel really guilty about it. But then at the same time, I enjoy it.
Yeah, right? Like you, can, but it doesn't stop you from doing it again the next time, right?
No, not at all. Exactly.
So there's this kind of new game that's out, and you play it online. I heard about it only a few days ago. It's called Wordle. And Jimmy Fallon was talking about it, and apparently it's had some massive growth over the last couple of months. And I decided to check it out and played it, and it felt different than other kind of time waster games that I've seen in the past, and that you can only play it once a day, and the amount of time it took me to play it was about maybe 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. It was very short. And it made me think back to a couple of years ago where that trivia game was going on. That was all the rage, where it was scheduled at the same time every day. It was at like, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And, people had to log in at that time because you were playing it live with other people. And I found myself back then using that game. And after about a week, I was so addicted to it that someone asked me to have a conference call at a certain time, and I said, let's do it at this time instead. And I didn't tell them the reason why I didn't want to have a conference call at that time is because I didn't want to miss the game. And doing that kind of jarred something in my head where I'm like, nope, it's gone too far. If I'm already going to the point where I'm scheduling my life around it, this is clearly not adding, it's detracting from my life more than it's adding to it. And so we always have these things. People have different things they use to kind of escape what the responsibilities we have to do. And I do think it is important to be able to escape your responsibilities for a moment or a few moments. But sometimes they can, kind of go off the deep end. Have you seen this game, or do you have other time wasters in your life?
I have just recently as well discovered the game. I haven't really played it at all, but I have definitely had times in my life where like time wasters have been a thing. I remember for me, like Clash of Clans. was one of those when it first came out. And, it was fun. It was interesting. I always had this feeling of like, I'm not going to pay for like credits or like, I liked it because it was similar in the idea that you could play for so long and then you had to wait.
Right.
That kind of became the way that it would like stop you from going back and play. But then I found myself doing it like every single day, a little bit of time, checking things out, doing things. And it was enjoyable because to me it was kind of like a mindless escape in a way to just like do something that didn't require a whole ton of thought and strategy and kind of the antithesis of typically how I spend my days, leading people and in businesses and whatnot like that. But I also realized like, man, like I've been doing this for a while. There's probably a better use of my time, and I could probably apply some of my, creative, skills and put those to use into something else. And that's what I ended up doing is I deleted it from my phone and never went back.
Why do you think people do this? Why do you think people like do these things to the point where it becomes, a drain on their life? Like they're, the people who end up playing a game for 2 hours a day, 3 hours, and it doesn't have to be a game. It could be Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is. But these things that don't actually have them working towards anything, they're just kind of like, the term empty calories when you eat something. These are, empty time calories. Why is this? Why do we gravitate towards these things?
I don't know. I think that like there's an element of escapism in a lot of these things. I think there is a There's a lot of ways that people value themselves and value the you know the platform then that they're on. And they look for the constant kind of hits of like buttons and follows and stuff like that. I think there's almost like the societal currency right now in some of the social media spaces and times. But I also think things like binging shows on different platforms and, you know, number one, kind of being wanting to be a part of the know, wanting to be up on the newest thing or the newest show or the newest thing that's happening, be able to talk about that socially with friends. But also just, you know, to get away from what they do day to day wise. And I think for some people, it ends up becoming almost like an addiction simply because you've invested so much time into it that now it feels like you got to keep going or you got to continue to invest more time into it. It almost kind of gets that thing where like, well, if I stop now, I've wasted all this time. If I keep doing it, it must mean something to me, you know? So I don't know. I think there's a lot of reasons why it happens. I think people go in waves. I know there are times in my life where I was just heavily invested in doing or watching a show or playing a game or doing something that really had no out, you know, no positive or you know, progressive outcome to it. But I enjoyed it. I think over time I've learned I can really repurpose that time into something else.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that I know people who on the flip side don't have anything like that ever. Like they're always on. They're always whatever it is that they're very goal oriented, and any time they have is spent moving towards that goal, whether it's health related or career related or whatever it is, and there's something almost off putting about those people too. The people who don't ever, like when you say, hey, have you checked out this game? Have you checked out Clash of Clans or Wordle or the trivia game? Whatever it is, you ask them, they say, no, I don't really do that. Or the person where you ask them what shows they're into and they go, oh, I haven't turned a TV on in 5 years. It's like they're almost unrelatable. So, you know, what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is there something that you've had in your life that you have intentionally cut out because you got to a moment where you're like, you know what, this is just, I can see where this is headed or where it's already at, and I need to not have it in my life anymore because I clearly don't have control over the amount of time that I'm spending, and the only way to do this right is to just not have it be a part of my life anymore. But first, I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
All right, Lorenzo, what thing have you had to eliminate from your life because you just didn't have the willpower or the discipline to have it in your life in a way that created balance and allowed you to enjoy it without getting too into it?
You know, it sounds funny because it's unique for me. It's not one of those things where it was a complete negative and it was a waste of time and I'm a better person because I don't do it anymore. It's actually something I'm really passionate about and I enjoy. I had to make a choice and decision, and it's actually producing music. And it's something that I really enjoy doing. But I always, whenever I do something like that, the idea is like, I'm doing it, I enjoy it, but there has to be an output. There has to be something that comes out of this, the time that I'm spending here. And producing music for me puts me in circles of people who also write music and want to record music and things like that. And I know how much time and attention and investment that it takes to make that thing come to life and to happen. I've been a part of independent projects. I've been a part of, you know, major record album projects, things like that. And I come to the realization in my life where I can't do that and also balance all the other things that I want to be able to have time for. So while I still have my production equipment and my keyboard in my closet and I can look at my turntables right now, there are things that I just don't do, mostly because it would be fun to do, but I would not be satisfied because I wouldn't be able to have a project put out. But I also know how much time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears have to go into a project to make it what I would want it to be. And I just don't have time. So I make a choice. I had to cut that out and say, I've seen gear. I think about things like, what about a birthday or a Christmas present? And what if it was a new piece of production gear or something? And I'm like, and I have to be honest with myself. I just actually don't have the time to put into it, or else it would really take over all of my time. And I'm just not in a stage in life right now where I'm willing to make that commitment.
Yeah, I totally agree. One of my favorite Ron Swanson quotes from Parks and Recreation is, don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. And that's is a very simplified way of putting it, but that's essentially what you're saying, is that you don't have you won't get joy out of it unless you can put the time and effort into something that it needs. And if in order to do that, you would be sacrificing a lot of really important things in your life that you have commitments to, that you've made commitments to, and you just can't do that right now. So it might be a part of your life again in the future, but at this point, it's just not there. And I get it. I was like that when I played sports in high school and a little bit in college. And when I say a little bit in college, it's because I realized that while I was really good at something at the high school level, I went to college and started doing it, and I realized very quickly that I wasn't going to be one of the stars of the team at the collegiate level. And at that point, it became the people who don't play the games as much as the starters still have to practice the same number of hours as the starters. And that's when I had to decide that the grades were more important, and I had to focus on studying and getting that done, because there wasn't going to be a future in the sport for me from a professional standpoint. I wasn't going to go to the distance. So I had to kind of decide that if I wanted it in my life, it would have to be kind of in an intramural way, separated from the school. And that was a tough one because it was part of my identity at the time. But that's really what it came down to, is I had to prioritize that, have some self-awareness to see this is something that's not going to do it for me. I'm not going to, just like you're not going to be able to, pay the bills, make a living, your mortgage, put your girls through college, all that stuff, making music at this point in your life. That's not going to do that. So you have to focus on other things that will. And then at some point you can kind of weave that back into your life when you have time to. It's the exact same thing. And so I think from a leadership standpoint, what I take from this is that, as leaders, we are on all the time. We're on our game all the time. We have to be. There is no day off in terms of, when you're around your people. They need to see you with your faults too. You can have faults as a leader. You can have, kind of times where you aren't, polished and perfect. But that's part of who you are in terms of your character and them seeing the real you. But you can't necessarily stop being a leader when you're around your people. You are their leader all the time. And when you can do things, when you can weave things into your life that allow you to say, you know what, I'm just taking a break for a minute. I'm gonna not have to feel like my responsibility is other people. I'm not responsible for others. It's just something that makes me happy. I think that's really important. And I think if you're listening right now and you don't have something like that in your life, that can be an issue long term. But if you're listening right now, and while you're listening, you have the podcast playing in the background because you've been playing the exact same game on whatever your device is for the last 3 hours straight, then that's probably also a problem. And so, having that balance, I think, is going to be really important.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.